March 25th, 2016, Friday, day 14 of the fundraising podcast marathon. We're back in Ellicott City, Maryland. We're done podcasting from Olive Branch, Mississippi. We seem to have much better luck raising money up here than raising money down there, so I came back up here. We're raising money for Back on My Feet Baltimore. Back on My Feet is a nonprofit organization, tax deductible, that helps homeless people get back on their feet by running with them, teaching them discipline, giving them skills, teaching them how to go get a job, and helping them eventually achieve self-sufficient, independent, sustainable housing. So that's what we're doing, and not enough people are donating. We got no donations last night. Tomorrow night, I have guests lined up. Guests, I tell you. I have Louis Armstrong. I have Jimmy Durante. I have Spike Jones. And they won't show up if we don't get some donations tonight. We need at least $15 because there's $15 worth of matching money left. Also, if we get at least $15 and use up the matching money will last all the way through Sunday night. And then if you can't donate tomorrow night, then you can donate Sunday night and it will still be matched. Or until we get to $6,000. So let's do that thing. You know, last night I did the podcast. I took my Olive Branch guitar back to the warehouse in Olive Branch and put it in the storage location in the warehouse that holds my guitar, so that they can pick it for me and deliver it to me the next time I go down there. Not really. But then I got back home and I wondered, why isn't anybody donating? Why? I don't know. So I went for a long walk. And it reminded me of this song that my favorite version of it is Patsy Cline, not Hank Williams. It was written by two people named Don Hecht and Alan Block. Yo, those Tin Pan Alley days. Anyway, while I'm playing the song, one of you who's listening to it, who hasn't donated yet, or one of you who already has, can just get out a credit card and donate $15. And between now and Sunday, a bunch of you who haven't donated yet should, like, consider $5, $10. What would you have to give up in 1 week to donate $5? $10, $15, or $20. What could you give up 1 week that's in your life, that's not in the life of somebody who doesn't even have a home to go home to? Just give that up for a week and give that $20 here, and then it turns into $40. And then pretty soon we're up to $6,000. Anyway, this is Walking After Midnight.
Walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway, and that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stopped to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night blooms will whisper to me, I'm as lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just hoping maybe you're somewhere out walking after midnight, searching for me. I stopped to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night blooms will whisper to me, I'm as lonesome as I can be. After midnight, out in the moonlight, just hoping you may be somewhere out. walking after midnight, searching for me.
Okay, I even modulated in that song. Modulating is something I don't ever do. That's how far I'm willing to go for $15 more tonight. Come on, nobody else is going to do it except you. If you're thinking to yourself, ah, somebody else will do it. Somebody else will do it. I don't have to give up $10 or $15 worth of stuff next week to help other people. Somebody else will do it. I don't think so. If you're the one, you'll know it. And you'll put us over the matching limit. And you will bring all the special guests in tomorrow night. And it'll be something you remember forever. Anyway, here's a John Prine song.
All the snow has turned to water. Christmas days have come and gone. Broken toys and faded colors are all that's left to linger on. I hate graveyards and old pawn shops because they always bring me tears. Can't forgive the way they robbed me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, can't be won at carnivals for free. It took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Hearts and dirty windows make life difficult to see. That's why last night and this morning they always look the same to me. I hate reading old love letters 'cause they always bring me tears. Can't forgive the way they robbed me of my sweetheart's souvenirs. Memories they can't be bought, can't be won at carnivals for free. It took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me.
You know, those of you who don't know my guitar playing, or what passes for my guitar playing, probably don't know that I could sit and play John Prine songs all night long. I could play John Prine songs until the clock hits midnight. Right now it's 5:47 in the evening. I could play John Prine songs for another 6.5 hours and never repeat one and never have to look up the words. And if that's how long it takes for somebody to donate, then we'll do that. Anyway, one more point here. If you're still listening and you haven't run away, because I said I would beg, badger, borrow, and steal to get this money, because I think these people really deserve it. They have no homes. They don't have no feet. I said that last night. I'm saying it again. Anyway, a lot of these guys that we run with, I would say 60, 70, 80% of them are ex-military. How people who go out and serve our country come back and end up with no homes, I don't know, but maybe this John Prine song can explain that. This is called Sam Stone. Abort! I said I could do it without looking at the words. I didn't say I could do it without two takes. Sam Stone. Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. And the time that he served shattered all his nerve and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew round his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. Oh, with a purple heart and a monkey on his back. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes, and Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pictures have big ears, they don't stop to count the years. The sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's welcome home and didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. And then Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling for a $100 habit without overtime. And now the gold rolled through his veins like a 1,000 railroad trains, and eased his mind in the hours that he chose, while his kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. Well, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes, and Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Our little pitchers have big ears, they don't stop to count the years. The sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. And he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose of hovering in the air. Oh, life had lost its fun, and there was nothing to be done. Betrayed his house that he bought on the GI Bill. Four flag draped casket on a local hero's hill. Well, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes, and Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. A little pitchers have big ears, they don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Yeah, so that's one John Prine song. Here's another one. Grandpa wore a suit to dinner nearly every day. No particular reason, he just dressed that way. brown necktie, matching vest, both of his wingtip shoes. Built the closet on our back porch, put a penny in a burned out fuse. Grandpa was a carpenter, he built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked Camel cigarettes and hammer nails and planks. He was a level on the level, shaved even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, 'cause Lincoln won the war. Yeah, he used to sing me Blood on the Saddle, rock me on his knee. Yeah, he let me listen to the radio before we got TV. And he'd drive to church on Sunday, and he'd take me with him too. Stained glass in every window, Pyrenees in every pew. Grandpa was a carpenter, built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked Camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He was a level on the level, shaved even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, 'cause Lincoln won the war. You know, my grandma was a teacher. She went to school in Bowling Green, and she traded in her milking cow for a Singer sewing machine. Used to call her husband Mister. She'd walk real tall with pride, and used to buy me comic books after Grandpa died. Grandpa was a carpenter, built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked Camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. And she was level on the level, shaved even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, 'cause Lincoln won the war. Yeah, he voted for Eisenhower, 'cause Lincoln won the war.
Have you donated yet?
If you don't donate, you're going to be sad. You're going to be sad because you're going to miss all the good, fun stuff that you think in your head when you donate. There's a bunch of people out there. There's about 35 or 40 people out there who have that good stuff in their head. But they picked up way too much of the load this year. So, you know, get $5 worth of good feeling in your head. How hard is that? Here's a song I almost never play, unless somebody dies.
Dear Abby, dear Abby, my feet are too long. My hair's falling out, my rats are all wrong. My friends, they all tell me that I've no friends at all. Won't you write me a letter? Won't you give me a call? Signed, Bewildered. Bewildered, bewildered, you have no complaints. You are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood. Dear Abby, dear Abby, my fountain pen leaks. My wife hollers at me, and the kids are all freaks. Every side I get up on is the wrong side of bed. And if it weren't so expensive, I'd wish I were dead. Signed, Unhappy. Unhappy, unhappy, you have no complaints. You are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood. Dear Abby, Dear Abby, you won't believe this, but my stomach makes noises whenever I kiss. My girlfriend, she tells me that it's all in my head, but my stomach, it tells me to ride you instead. Sign, noisemaker. Noisemaker, noisemaker, you have no complaints. You are what you are and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up, good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood. Dear Abby, dear Abby, well, I never thought that me and my girlfriend would ever get caught. We were sitting in the backseat, just shooting the breeze, with her hair up in curlers and her pants to her knees. Sign, just married. Just married, just married. You have no complaints. You are what you are and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up, good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood. Signed, Dear Abby.
You are what you are and you ain't what you ain't. So make what you are somebody who donated to Back on My Feet Baltimore by going to helpyourselfmusic.net or johntworzer.com and giving at least $5. Just pull out a credit card, give $5. How hard is that? That's all for tonight. I could play forever, but most of you probably won't download this because it's the size of an album at this point.